Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning with Jesus. Grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of beautiful divine messages we are going to receive today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, please tell everyone about you.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm a radio host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected when she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about my connection with Joan is she left this magical door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source, and it's given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and to protect. I have come to know that I am love. But more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to, and it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and good morning from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and the future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of the people that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone complete freedom to be. I am a conscious channel, an author, a radio show host, and you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find pictures of both of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's another way you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around the website. There's lots of information. And if you are looking for answers, it's a great place to start. So let's hear what the messages are for us today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Okay. The first message, Barbara, is from the angels. Beloved ones, your energy is changing. Just as summer has turned to fall, new positive opportunities are before you. You are aligning with your truth, creating new ways of raising your vibration. Allow your body to energetically connect with Mother Earth. Take time just for you. Walk outside and connect with the nature's angels. Breathe deeply, and you will notice the peace that surrounds you. This will regenerate your body and soul. Notice how healing this practice becomes. As you stand quietly outside, you feel your connection to heaven and earth. Take a little time and focus on your heart's desires. Do you feel what your soul is expressing? Do you notice the changes that occur? That little voice within is telling you, move forward with confidence. Everything you need to continue on your path is within you. You've got the power. You now realize that you're able to achieve anything that you desire. The inner strength that has been hidden within you surfaces, and you're able to take charge of your life. You create your destiny. Believe in yourself and what you are capable of. You have the ability to create the life you've envisioned. Always seek your truth. When you need guidance, be still. listen to what you are receiving. Ask yourself a question and then breathe. If you feel at peace and happy, the answer is yes. But if you open up or you don't feel that peaceful feeling, your answer is no. Learn to trust what you are feeling and be open to all the miracles that await you. Are you ready to move forward? Your prayers have been heard and they're being answered. Believe, anything is possible. Remain focused on all the positive that surrounds you and send out vibrations of what you are desiring. The universe is listening. All you've wanted is now becoming your reality. Everything will manifest in divine timing. For now, make sure you have balance in all areas of your life. Open your arms to receive your share of unlimited abundance and remain in the present and love every moment. Everything is happening exactly as it should. Have faith because magic awaits you. Now, the next message I have is from Archangel Haniel. Greetings, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Haniel, whose name means the grace of God. I greet you today with a message of joy. I am honored to connect with each of you. I ask that you spread the joy that you feel to everyone. Be the reason someone smiles today. This is a beautiful way to make a difference in every person's life, as well as your own. Little things can make a difference. Feel the joy deep within your heart. Joy is your birthright. It is an uplifting emotion. Invite me in if you need help connecting to your joy or as you are working to manifest your earthly desires. Since my divine frequency, I will assist you as you connect with your higher self, helping you to recognize who you truly are. Connecting mind, body, and spirit. With my help, you will enjoy a more peaceful, loving journey, transmuting anything negative into a positive, more balanced experience. Please accept the help I am offering each of you. Become aware of the synchronicities that begin to occur. Embrace your life as you become more open, receiving the guidance that is needed. You will find circumstances that caused anxiety or sadness are completely restored and harmonized, bringing peace and understanding. The power you will feel as your life changes come from within will help to bring the harmony that you've been desiring. You will begin to understand absolute fulfillment and will have complete comprehension of your life's purpose. As you are divinely guided, you will be able to move in the direction of your dreams, discovering your true path. The happiness you will encounter will be lasting joy. I will also help you to find inner fulfillment and create a more loving life. I am here to help each of you discover your purpose by taking the next step on your path today. Live in the present, moment by moment, and begin to become empowered as we work together, transforming your dreams into reality. Beloved ones, invite me into your life. I am Archangel Haniel. Now, the next message that I have, Barbara, is going to be a little meditation with Archangel Haniel. Blessings, beloved ones. I, Archangel Haniel, come before you to take you on a healing journey. As you connect with your inner child, know that you are fully supported by God and the angels. Sit in a comfortable chair and close your eyes. Breathe deeply in and out very slowly. With each in-breath you take, notice that you're going deeper and deeper until you see your inner child smiling and waving to you. He or she is waiting for you in that special place that you love to visit as a child. You embrace this beautiful being with love and joy, and you remember all the details of how you looked at this age. You sit with your inner child, and you're able to become aware of all the negativity that has been stored within you. You allow these emotions and beliefs to surface without judgment. Your inner child tells you that you've been carrying this for much too long. Together, you connect with your personal truth. All anger, sadness, trust issues, trauma, fear, rejection, or pain are now lifting. Beautiful love and light replace all these unhealed emotions and responses. You realize you are not broken. You are a perfect child of God. Your inner child helps you to realize that everything negative that you've thought and held onto is not your fault. You didn't deserve to feel like this as a child, and you don't deserve to feel like this as an adult. You forgive yourself for carrying all of this baggage. You thank your inner child for helping you to release all that no longer serves your highest good. You hold this beloved being in a loving embrace, and you thank them for helping you to realize that in each moment you did the best you could. You now feel a sense of freedom, knowing that a powerful healing has occurred. You have unconditional love, happiness, and joy within you, and your inner child. Your inner child invites you to return for a visit whenever you feel the need, or just to play. You slowly begin to breathe deeply again, in and out, as you wave goodbye to your inner child for now. Open your eyes when you are ready, and embrace the love and joy that remain. Barbara, those are my messages. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. I'm
back. Great.
I just love it when you mute yourself, and then you forget you muted yourself, and you're just talking, and no one can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know what? I that little meditation, believe it or not, I was babysitting Jackson yesterday, and I usually am not to be, I'm not like able to be productive when I'm like babysitting, but I just, you know, I had on a little movie for Jackson. He watched the movie, and I had to sit there and, you know, get this out of me. So it was like really amazing.
Wonderful. Okay, so let me see if Jesus is ready, which he always is, but that gives me a moment to get ready. And here is the message that Jesus has for everyone today. My beloveds, I ask that you relax. Some of you even now are sitting and listening and thinking about all of the things that you need to accomplish, making your list for the day so that you can be sure that you'll get everything done that you need to get done, because it's also terribly, terribly important. And I ask that you relax. But at least for these moments, that you just be here now. That you just let go of your list. Let go of your worries, your doubts, your fears. Just let it all go. Because one of the things that you stop realizing when you are in that mode of needing to get everything done, you stop realizing that the only moment you have, realizing that everything else is not more important than you. And we can hear some of you having these thoughts about, well, but if I don't do this, and if I don't do that, and if I don't do that, then all these incredibly bad things are going to happen in my life. And we just want you to let it go. Doesn't matter whether or not it's true. Just let it go. Think about how your life would flow if you actually, of all of those lists, of all of those things, of all of those fears, the doubts, the frustration, the stress, what would your life be like if you let all of that go? And you just started to trust. You have been taught that you have to prove that you are worthy of being loved. That you are even proving that you are worthy of being loved by the Creator. The Creator who is a part of you and who you are a part of. Because there is no separation. And we tell you this over and over, and we will continue to tell you this over and over. Because you are evolving. You are learning to let go and to accept that you and the Creator are one. And what that means is that you don't have to figure out how to do anything alone, because you're never alone. That the burdens do not rest solely on your shoulders, because the Creator is within you. And so all of the power that has created everything you have ever seen and ever experienced is within you. But you don't know it. You are learning. That's what the whole purpose of being here is. It's an opportunity for you to learn, for you to grow, for you to evolve, for you to experience. And some of you seem to spend most of your time experiencing fear and doubt and worry and stress. And we're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. We just want you to know that you do have other choices. That you can let it go. And we can feel that there's this creating turmoil within some of you because you have all of these reasons why you cannot let it go. And your reasons are completely and totally valid. But they're also your creation. You're the one that created that you can't let go. So what would be different if you created that you could let go? After all, you're the one creating it. So just breathe and relax. And for at least for these few moments, let it go. Just be here now, experiencing this message and all of the beautiful energy attached to it, which is there to help you to let it go. Imagine how your life would be if you truly, truly lived that you are the most important person in your existence. Just imagine it. How many things on your list would still be so important? How many things on your list are actually important to you, to who you are, to who you are becoming, to what you are experiencing? And how many things on your list have nothing to do with you? They are a list of what other people want, what other people consider to be important, what other people have told you that they need. You spend so much of your life living for others. Now, we are not telling you to stop being of service, because being of service is part of who you are. But we do want you to recognize yourself, to recognize your value, to recognize your existence, and to recognize that it is okay for you to have desires, to have things that you want in your life, to have things that you want to experience, to have things that are important to you. It is okay for you to exist, for you to be alive. Everyone else is not more important than you are, and they never will be. Because you are each and every one equal, and the Creator is in each and every one of you. And that love is there for each and every one of you. And there are no exceptions, despite what you might have been taught. When it comes to the love, when it comes to the assistance of the Creator, you are receiving just like everyone else. The only one who excludes you from this beautiful energy is you. And we want you to really let that sink in. The truth, the only one that excludes you from all of the love and blessings of the Creator is you. And just accept that. Allow yourself to open to that. Because it gives you the freedom to make a different choice. choice of knowing your value, to make the choice of knowing that you are loved and that you deserve it. It opens you up to the potential in your own life. So let that be something that you think about today. And just let it pop into your mind at different times throughout the day. Truth, that you are always one with the Creator, and that the Creator loves you, and that the Creator wants you to have what you desire, and that you and the Creator are always creating. It's who you are. And it's time for you to accept that. Truly allow yourself to create your own desires. You are the most important person in your own life. And you are equal to everyone else in existence. Your thoughts, your desires are just as important as anyone else's. Time for you to stand in your equality and to accept that you are loved. Okay. That was the message for today in Jesus.
A message, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we've come to the part of the show where I don't write exactly what I'm saying. where we give messages to callers and people in the chat room who have logged in and express a desire to have a message or ask a question. So if you are on the phone lines, press 1 now so that it gives me that little hand raise symbol so that we can answer whatever it is that you have a question about. And if you have logged into the chat room, then you can type any kind of question that you have there, and we will be happy to answer it. If you are a guest in the chat room, you can't type. You really need to go and log in so that you can actually take advantage of this opportunity to have this connection and to ask your questions. All right, so we will go to the caller from area code 908. Hold on, my computer is not doing what I'm telling it to do. There we go. Hi, who's this? Area code 908. Hi.
Hi. My name is Barbara Walker. And about 3 weeks ago, I was gifted this beautiful way of singing. I'm getting chills right now. Angelic. Singing, almost starting to cry. And it's like, I can't explain it, but it's like a cooing or a warbling. And I also do Reiki, and I just would like to know if this singing is also going to help with healing someone.
Okay. So, DC, what do you have for Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Barbara. This is DC. The angels are giving you a thumbs up with that, and they're saying yes, okay?
Okay.
And we have Jesus coming forward, and he wants to tell you a little secret. Barbara, you're not discovering yourself. You're creating yourself a new beloved one, okay? So I feel like you put that intention, like, out to the universe. And this is what is coming in return.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, your life is always a result of your thoughts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting is, why are you worrying? Because he's saying things are going so good right now. Okay?
I think I've worried for so long that I can't stop for some reason. I don't. So much has happened.
Yeah, he's saying there's nothing to worry about. You know, this is a time, as I said, like in my previous messages, this is like a new time. And for you as well, this is a wonderful time of your life. You're moving forward, and this is going to be such an amazing time for you of growth. And you get to choose what you, you know, you want to create, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
Barbara, this is up to you. You know, what are you going to choose, okay?
Yeah.
He's showing me that you're setting beautiful new goals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everything is going to turn out better than you could have even expected. And he's saying you always get what you create, and you are always creating. And if something doesn't turn out as you planned, then choose again. It's that simple, okay?
Okay.
And with that being said, the beautiful angel of love is coming in, Barbara, and she wants you to just radiate, you know, with love and light. And she's saying, beloved, you are whole, you are complete, you are perfect now in this moment. There is nothing you need to do. There is nothing that you have to change. Just go within. The light of the Creator burns brightly, illuminating the way before you. Allow this beautiful light within you to radiate outward for all to see. Be willing to love you as you would have loved others. Be compassionate this day. Be forgiving this day. Just be loving this day. Now, that was the angel's message. I have a couple other little messages for you. And the other message I'm getting from the angels is that you're asked to just step up and create the changes that you want to see in the world, Barbara, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is, like, you have divine inspiration that is all around you, and you have, you know, the loving angels are there offering their support, okay?
Okay.
And they're asking that you be honest, you be assertive, and you be true, but do it in a loving way. And just know that, you know, take some time and think about this journey. And, you know, like, the universe is listening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving forward. There's nothing to be afraid of, okay? But this is a time for you to really be fearless and to pursue those most treasured dreams that are deep within yourself, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing amazing opportunities before you, okay? And we have the angels talking about inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You're just asked to explore this new gift that you've received, okay?
Yes.
And just allow your passion to guide you, okay? You're
okay.
Opening up in this beautiful new way, and it's a gift that you're asked to share with others, okay? And my dog, Ginger, she transitioned this summer, and she's saying everything's going to be all right, okay?
Okay.
This is a new time. It's going to be fun. What are you worried about, okay? So that was her message.
My neighbor's dog, when she comes to sit by me, she's an old golden retriever. It's like she's my muse, and it just comes out even more, and I can't explain it. It just...
I understand, you know what, I understand completely. I mean, Ginger was with me from the beginning of my journey when I was just learning about who, you know, who I am and how am I going to do this with me, and she gave me courage to, you know, to step onto my path.
Mm-hmm.
So now she comes, you know, in and she, you know, gives messages to help others. But she's telling me they're sort of like, I don't know, sort of like things that you're hanging on to from the old Barbara, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to let go of it. You're saying, Barbara, let go of it. What are you holding on to that? That's junk. Clear it away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking that you let go of, like, whatever is not serving you, okay?
Okay.
Sort of like cleaning, but she wants to, you know, to go within and clean out, you know, everything, get rid of the junk.
Okay.
And just know that you're starting, she's saying, something beautiful and something new, Barbara.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. It's getting confusing here. But thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Thank you, DC.
God bless.
Okay, Barbara. I love your name.
I love yours, too.
All right. So I'm just going to let Jesus tell you whatever it is Jesus wants to tell you. So
Here's your message from Jesus. My beloved, there is a part of you that already knows who you are, that knows your power, that knows that the gifts that you are receiving are the gifts that you have asked for. You want to have a way to be of service to others, to help them to heal their lives, open up to the beautiful energy of the Creator that is flowing through you. And so that is why this gift has come forth. Embrace it. Allow it to be a part of what you do, because that is what it is meant for. And it is not just meant for the ones that you are working with. It is also meant for you. There is a part of you that knows how powerful you are. And there is a part of you that fights very hard not to allow yourself to know what you know. Thinks that you have to be small, that you have to play small, that you have to take certain steps in order to prove that you are good enough to be who you are. And these are all of the false beliefs that you've been taught by a variety of people who actually believe that this is true too, who believe that you cannot just be you, who believe that you have to work hard in order to accomplish anything in life, that you have to take all of the right steps, and that you're always making mistakes, which means you're always screwing things up, which means you're never actually going to be who it is you want to be, because you are just such a screwed up little mess. God does not see you that way, and God never will. Those are your beliefs. Do not hang on to them. They do not accomplish achieving your heart's desires. So why would you hang on to them? And we want you to breathe now and let go. We are working with you right now in this moment to help you to let go, to clear you of these beliefs that are not for your highest good. So just let go. Don't need to hang on to it. If any fear is coming up, just see it like clouds in the sky, just passing over. And let it go. Let it pass. You don't need it. Realizing that so much of what goes through your mind is not actually yours. They're not your thoughts. It's not your energy. It's not you. So just let it go. Why do you need to hang on to anything that is not you? People are so amazing in the ways that they impact other people. But you have accepted other people's energies. You have accepted other people's doubts, other people's fears, other people's beliefs in smallness and impossibilities. You've been taught all of your life that you're supposed to accept those things, and you do accept them, and they stay with you. And right now, we are clearing that stuff that is not yours from you, because you don't need it. You don't need anybody else's garbage, and that's what it is. And so we're just removing it all from you. Removing the attachment to it. Letting it just drift out of your life like the clouds in the sky. And even if you begin to feel any of it, just let it go. You don't need to hang on to it. Just let it go. And just breathe and let it go. You want it to be more effective with the people that you work with. You use the Reiki energy. but you wanted more. And you are capable of more. And so more has been given to you. And the more you embrace these new gifts that are coming into your life, the more you are opening up to even more new gifts. And that is the beauty of your evolution. There is no limit to how magnificent you can be. And we want you to start looking at your life through that aspect. There is no limit to how magnificent you can be. And we are not saying this in a way where you need to become vain about being so magnificent. It is more an opening to being humble, to your connection with the Creator, to recognizing that you are not doing this alone. You are never alone. And so the only limitation on you are the limitations that are on the Creator. And even if the Creator had limitations, which the Creator does not, they would still be so incredibly vast. Because the Creator has created everything. Everything. So I suppose your limitation is that you can only create everything, but nothing more. So if you want to have a limitation, give yourself that one. Because you truly are capable of even the impossible when you really allow yourself to be who you truly are. And this is the day of new beginnings for you. You are standing in your power in a way you never have before. Allow yourself to feel it. To be it, to know that you are one with the beautiful angels that you now sing with, one with the Creator that is within you, one with the energy of love, energy that is the most powerful force in all of creation, and it is you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. And now you can just go and sit in that energy for a few minutes and just absorb it and let go of everything else. Just let those clouds drift by because that's not you.
I am.
And they are showing you. Your life is changing. Go ahead.
I'll tell you this one little story one day. This was a couple months ago. I was walking in a park with a friend, and we sat on a bench. We were looking up at the clouds, and a cloud came sailing by, and it was going by real kind of fast. And all of a sudden, it took the face of Jesus. And as he was going by, his head was actually turning and looking right at us. And it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in all my life. it was beautiful. Because I looked at her and I said, did you see that? And she said, yes, I did. I said, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just me. And she said, no, I saw that. That was beautiful.
So you already know that you are not alone, so
mm-hmm.
Be okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Good. And let go of all that other crap.
Yep, I'm going to let it go.
Wonderful.
As of today, I'm going to go sing when I get done with this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, Barbara, and asking your question, and well,
thank
I know
you
that your life is just going to get better and better, so enjoy.
I shall, and have a wonderful day. God bless.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, everyone. My computer is once again not doing what I'm telling it to do. Okay, there we go. We are going to the caller now from area code
561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Lena. How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
Oh, I've had a challenging week. I got fired on Friday, so I had left my other job and started this job a month ago. Was very eager because it was full time, so I'm pretty devastated. You know, although I did realize it really wasn't the right fit for me, and they did too. So, you know, I guess, you know, it was bound to happen. But I'm just mad because it wasn't like I was out of work. I left a job to go there, and they paid me through the end of the month, but still I'm a little upset because, you know, it took me so long to find my last job. And then I was working there for almost a year, and I don't think I would want to go back there because my boss was such a horrible person to work for. And if I ever went back, she would make it probably even worse for me. So that would not be an option for me. So I feel like I'm back to the drawing board. I feel like I take one step forward, and then I take two steps back. I just don't know why my life can't get straight.
Okay, well, let's see what the divine messages are for you today. So, DC, what do you have for Lena?
Lena, good morning. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
Jesus is coming forward, and he's saying, Lena, I understand that you're feeling overwhelmed right now, okay? And he's saying nothing happens by accident. And this, you know, this incident specifically, it was not a coincidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's showing me is I'm sort of feeling like you have such beautiful, amazing energy within you. And during the situation that you were in, like that you were employed in, it wasn't serving your highest and best. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. And he's asking you just to have faith, Lena, okay? Just have faith. Everything is going to turn out all right. And I'm getting, you know, prosperity is coming your way, so you've got to believe in that. Okay, mm-hmm. And I feel like of where you work, too, he's showing me that you sort of, like, you need, like, a healing because your beautiful, like, energy, your beautiful vibrations, we're just, like, sort of, like, bogged down with this place of employment, okay?
Yeah.
So he's asking you to have faith. And what I'm getting, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, is just realize that, you know, I know that you're feeling like trapped right now, and that's only like, you know, it's only a perception, okay? Mm-hmm. What you don't realize, Lena, he's saying is that you have, you know, you can, you know, you could decide to do something different. You always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jesus wants you to release, you know, any unhappiness about this situation, okay, and just really, you know, stand in your power and choose to do something that brings your heart, you know, joy, and choose to be free of all the negativity that was around you in this workplace. And he's saying, Lena, if you believe, there's going to be amazing possibilities before you, okay, but you've got to step past the fear. You know, and you've got to, you know, you've just got to, you know, step into your power and watch as things unfold, okay? So what
mm-hmm.
I'm getting is this was like a place where you were really limited, okay? There were a lot of restrictions on you. And my dog Ginger's coming forward and she's opening a door. So that to me means there's going to be a new door opening for you, Lena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just think to the future, like don't look towards, you know, like, leave this go because I'm getting a door is open and I'm getting there's going to be like something new and amazing for you on the horizon. It's going to be something that really resonates with your beautiful energy, hon. Okay? And
yeah,
she should be like that you're going to be really, really happy, okay?
That's good because I was treated so bad. I mean, they were trying to force me to do something I didn't want to do, and that's why I pretty much got fired.
Right. And we have another angel coming in. And what I'm getting, as you leave this, you know, this place of employment and you're going on to something that resonates with your beautiful energy, you're also going to have some beautiful spiritual expansion. Okay?
Okay.
Just let go of all of this. Whatever you perceived, you know, as, you know, being, you know, wrong or, you know, like this wasn't good, this actually was a blessing for you, okay? So you've got to really, like, see beyond the perceived limitations that you're placing on the situation. Go within, listen to the guidance that you're getting, and really open your arms wide to all that the universe wants to gift you right now, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to release, you know, forgive yourself and, like, whomever, and open your mind and open your heart, Lena, because happiness and, you know, beautiful opportunity awaits you, okay? And we have an angel coming forward and asking you really, you know, like, I'm getting that you really are a creative person, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to get in touch with that creativity, but not only are you creative, you're very sensitive. So what I'm getting is you were guided away from that situation because of your sensitivity. You're going to be guided to a place where you, you know, really create in a better environment for yourself, okay?
Yeah,
and not
really
only are you going to be in a better environment, there are going to be people around you that really love and support you, okay?
Oh, that's nice.
So instead of worrying about, like, the situation, Lena, like, send it love, not worry, okay?
All right.
When we send the situation love, you're going to see that blessings come back in return, okay? And the angels want you to know that, your spiritual gifts are growing within, and you've really got to get, you know, in touch with that beautiful power that, you know, it is there, Lena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've come a long way, and I don't know if, you know, if you're really, really, like, connecting with your spiritual aspect of yourself, but there's beautiful changes taking place, and they're meant to really to help you on your path and to inspire you, okay?
Yep.
So I'm getting that, you know what, this is going to be even something, like, bigger than you could have imagined, and Mother Mary wants you to connect with your joy, hon, okay? Give thanks, you know, in every moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what is going on, just, you know, keep being thankful, because you're going to have opportunities and blessings coming. And your happiness is going to be really important because it's going to be there to not only inspire you, but you're going to inspire so many others as well, okay? So really just, you know, connect with, you know, with the joy that is in your heart, and you're going to see how things change for you. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to find the freedom that you've been looking for, okay?
Yeah, I need that in a job.
Yes. So just know that, you know, there's some magic going on behind the scenes that you really can't see right now, but it's there. And it is time for you to really go forward on your beautiful spiritual path as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just stay on that path of joy, Lena, and you're going to get where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
And as you, you know, go down that path, and I'm being shown the yellow brick road, you're going to find a lot of freedom when you go in that direction, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need that. I need that in every part of my life, which I find very, I mean, in relationships, in jobs, I just need freedom to be who I want to be. For some reason, I always find the opposite.
Okay, and my dog Ginger is stepping forward again, and she's telling you, Lena, you've got to realize that you're the only person that is in charge of your happiness, okay? Don't allow others to come in and, you know, dictate what's going to go on, okay? You have within you everything that you need. She's saying every question that you have, you know, every answer is there within you. And you, you know, you have the power to do whatever you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, Lena.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lena. So Jesus wants to talk to you now, and we'll find out what he wants to say. So here you go. Do not despair. We understand that there is a part of you that now thinks, oh my gosh, this has happened. That means that something horrible is going on in my life, and I'm going to have to go without, and it's going to be hard, and I'm going to have to struggle. And it's creating this life that you really don't want. Those are not your thoughts. that is not your energy. Please do not hang on to them. I want you to start imagining what you desire. Imagine a life where you have the job that you love, where you are doing the things that flow from your heart, that you are living in a place that is so much the essence of you, that you have beautiful relationships with people who love you and support you while you are loving and supporting them, that your life is a blessing. And we understand that this is totally different from what you are living right now in this moment. But it does not mean that you cannot change, because you can. You do. You continue to change. You have been evolving so much over the last several months. You have seen the changes within yourself. It is one of the reasons why you saw that this job did not fit, because you are beginning to recognize that you have choices, that you are the one who decides what you do and do not do in your life, and that it is okay for you to be you. This is all part of your evolution. This is not a problem. This is the solution. You are growing more and more into the truth of who you are, and in recognizing that you are the one who is making the choices about your life, you are the one that is creating what you are experiencing. This job was another opportunity for you to see your power and not to let other people have you do things that you did not feel was right for you. So you are standing in your power. Recognize that. Allow yourself to feel the joy that is in this recognition. Allow yourself to feel the joy that is there right now in this moment in your heart, and the love that you have for you. You no longer need to give your power away to anybody else. And this has been reinforced for you time after time, when you have realized that you are equal to everyone. And this is a big step for you, because you were taught for so long that you are less, that you have to struggle, that you have to be small, that you are insignificant, that you are nothing. And none of that is true. None of it has ever been true, and none of it ever will be true. You are coming back to you, to understanding that the Creator is within you, and that you are powerful, and you make your choices, and you decide what is best for you. And the only person you are responsible for is you. And the most important person in your life is you. And you deserve wonderful, amazing things in your life, because you deserve it. There is no other reason. It's what you deserve. The Creator is within you. You are more than you ever imagined yourself to be. And it is time for you to accept that. So right now we are working with you, and we are clearing out some of that clutter, those beliefs that really don't serve you. Any beliefs that say, oh my gosh, you need to be worried, you've lost your job, and blah, 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 blah. None of that is actually you. And so we're letting that go. We're taking it out of your existence, because it's not your truth. And we are filling you with the knowing of who you really are. And we want you to allow yourself to just experience these shifts in your energy, and to start being grateful. Be grateful. Losing this job was the most phenomenal thing that could have happened to you. It is the best experience of your life. Be grateful for it, because it is opening you up to even more magnificent experiences in your life.
experiences where you actually have the things that you desire. So don't feel despair and sadness over this. Be happy. Be grateful. Ask mm-hmm. to see the beauty in this situation. Ask to see the beauty in you. It's time for you to start living your life in a totally different way. And this is just one of the steps to who you are truly becoming. So thank God for this blessing, because that is what it is. And ask for your next step on your journey mm-hmm. to your magnificence. It is there for you. And you are on that path already. So accept
mm-hmm.
and just let go of everything else. We are with you and we love you. Be well.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. And now you can move forward, because that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, great, Lena. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller, I'm waiting for my computer. And it's not doing anything. And there you go. Our next caller is from area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Tina from New Jersey.
Hi, what can we do for you?
I'm just excited that I saw a morning with Jesus. I was like, wait a minute, she's on this early. I'm like, morning with Jesus, I had to do a double take.
Well, we're glad you found us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Whatever message Spirit has for me.
Okay.
Good morning, DC.
DC?
Oh, yeah, Barbara, I lost you for a second, but I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Who do we have with us, Barbara?
Tina from
Jersey. Yeah. Tina from Jersey. Awesome, Gina. How are you today?
I am excellent. That's why I'm so excited. I saw Morning with Jesus. What a great day to be alive.
Aw, that is so sweet, hon.
Yes.
Was there like a question, or did you just want to, you know, whatever Spirit has for you?
Yeah, about Robert. Yeah, about my boyfriend. Whatever Spirit has. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so you want a message in regard to love, hon?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, are you guys, do you see each other as equal?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing like, you know, like the equal sign. So I'm getting, as long as you see each other as equal, I mean, that is, you know, that's a good thing. Okay. I'm getting you yourself, like your energy, you're very strong and you're very confident.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just getting, like, the bond between the two of you is beautiful. And that's it's a really, really strong bond, is what the angels are showing me.
Oh, great.
Okay. I'm just trying to see.
Thank
okay.
you.
Well, hold on, hon. I want to see. And then there's some other messages, I believe. Okay. This is a time where I feel like your relationship is going to go to the next level. Is that what you're hoping for?
Yes. Great.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. Like, you guys are both, like, walking up steps, so that's, like, the next level. And what I'm getting, Gina, is the angels are saying, Gina, what is it that you want? You know, write it down. And that way, when you see it in black and white, it really helps. Visualize what you want out of this relationship, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, and that's going to help immensely. Okay. And I'm just getting, this is, like, this person that you're with, he's loyal, he's energetic, he's outgoing, okay? And I'm getting it's going to be a very long-lasting relationship, hon?
Yes, thank you.
What the angels are showing me, okay. I just want to see if there's other messages from the angels, if you're open to them.
Yes.
Okay, because, okay, we do have, you know, I do have, like, Daniel, he's coming in, and he's the angel of marriage. And what I'm getting is, you know, make sure that you see each other with, like, forgiveness and compassion, okay? And you've got to watch that you don't judge each other, okay?
Yeah.
So he's talking about that. I mean, you have to see each other, you know, through the eyes of love. And if there's something, just talk. And what I'm getting, like, you yourself right now, as we're connecting, Gina, Spirit has, you know, asked that I, you know, call myself the magical DC love, okay? I'm getting that there's magic going on with you right now, okay? And this beautiful magic is within you, hon, okay? So whether it's this beautiful, you know, love relationship or, you know, any other part of your, you have the power to connect this deep magic within and to create some beautiful magical events in your life, okay?
Yeah.
And I sort of feel like, you know, like when you just, you know, you're just like, I'm seeing like a magic wand and stuff. And what I'm getting is like you wave that magic wand and everything just changes like really fast and it changes for the better, okay?
Yeah.
So the angels are saying, Gina, accept the best and you're going to receive it, okay? Now is it's a great time for you for new beginnings. And even with, like, you know, if you focus on your, you know, your love relationship, that too is going to get better, okay? But beyond that, the angels are showing me that you're going through, like, a spiritual awakening as we're connecting, okay? Are you starting to see yourself in the world a little bit differently?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And again, I'm getting, you know, you've got the magic there, Gina, okay? So start, you know, connecting with it. Okay, you have a lot of potential, like, within you, so just connect with that magic and start, you know, using it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
And anything that, like, you know, seemed to be, like, a problem before, it's going to, you know, magically get, you know, resolved, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and just make sure that, you know, everything that you do, like, your whole life is, like, in balance, because I'm really getting that you really need to, you know, balance your life, okay?
True, yes.
Okay, so just, you know, do what you're doing. And what I'm getting is, you know, the angels are saying, you know, Gina, like, enough is enough, stop procrastinating, okay?
Yes.
You just have to, you know, make a decision and move forward with it, Gina, and everything is going to be beautiful, okay? So focus
yes.
your intention. And make sure, you know, whatever you're wishing for or wanting, you know, like, just set your intentions, you know, really high, okay? And I'm getting expect the best because, you know, when you think about what you're desiring, it's going to be manifest for you, okay?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So that's what I have for you, hon, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Gina, and thank you so very much for calling us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
God bless.
Okay, so I'm just going to let Jesus say what Jesus wants to say to you. So here we go. There is a part of you that knows already who you are. And you tap into this part of you quite frequently. And then there is a part of you that always questions, that always thinks things can't be as good as you actually want them to be. Thinks there has to be limits on how magnificent your life can be. We want you to start letting go of that part because it's not, you know that you are connected with the Creator. You feel it in those moments when you allow yourself to. You always have, and it has always brought you joy. And then all of those little doubts begin to creep into you, all of those things that you were taught that really are not true, and you don't need to hang on to them. And it is time for you to let them go. And this definitely applies in your relationship.
You believe that it is possible to have this beautiful, loving relationship. And there are moments when you experience it. And then there are moments when you doubt that it is possible. You think of all your past relationships and how this didn't work or that didn't work, and he's not doing exactly what you think he should be doing in that moment, and you start to judge. And whenever you start to judge, you start creating what you actually don't want. Let it go. It's time for you to trust, to truly trust, to open your heart completely to love. Love that you have for yourself in knowing who you are and that you deserve to have a wonderful, incredible life in every aspect of your existence. And it is that trust that you are building. So it is time to let go of everything else. It is truly time to just let go. Sometimes you work so hard to be so happy, to make such a difference in the world. There is a part of you that believes that you are not that happy person who is making a difference. There is a part of you that doubts your ability to be a happy, productive person. You need to let that go. It's not you. It's not you, and it has no place in your life. So let it go. And we will again use the analogy like the clouds drifting across the sky. Anytime you are feeling those doubts, those beliefs that say that you can't, you are not, it is not possible, to see them as clouds and let them drift on by. You don't need to think about them. You don't need to push them away. Like you don't need to push away the clouds in the sky. Not that you could anyway. Just let them drift on by. They're not you. They're not a permanent part of your life. Just let them drift on by. You don't need to fight them. You don't need to take them down and look at every aspect of them and figure out exactly how they work and where they came from. Just let them drift on by. And let yourself be at peace, knowing that that is not you. That is not your energy. Those are not your thoughts. And they have no power in your life. And when you do this, when you just let go, you will feel the peace that is always there within you. The peace that comes from your connection with the Creator. The peace that is what oneness that you have with God. And that is the answer you are always looking for. It is always within you. And you don't have to do anything special to achieve it, because it's you and trust. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you, sweetie.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome. And have an absolutely marvelous day. And don't forget to just let all those clouds drift by, because they're not you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And how often do you have the Waking Up with Jesus? I just thought you came in the afternoon.
We do it every Tuesday and Thursday morning.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and we're glad you found us.
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another incredible morning with Jesus. Did you have any final words to say today?
I just feel so beautiful, and I feel like I've gotten that warm soul hug. I feel like we've done what we've come to do.
I think we have too.
Awesome.
Hey, And we want to thank everyone for joining us. And you are definitely welcome to come back next Tuesday and find out what new messages Jesus and all of the divine beings have for us. So make this a day about recognizing your connection with the Creator and living in that connection. And there's the bell. It's time to go.
I think it's Jesus, Barbara. You better take it. Have a great day.
I never answer that phone. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.